All right, well, Colossians chapter 3 is where we're at. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians 3, 1. We're going to talk about laying hold on eternal life. And probably not a more applicable or appropriate verse to preach on than this one in the circumstances we're in. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Now, before we talk about that verse, just notice this condition: if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So if ye then be risen, look back in chapter 2, verse 20. And he says kind of a condition as well, where he says, "Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world," and gives several things there. And then in chapter 3, verse 1, he says, "If you be risen with Christ." So contrast there. If you're dead with Christ, if you're risen with Christ, there you go. Here's these things. And we're just going to look at verse 1 in chapter 3. And the gist of it is this. If there's things you're supposed to be looking for, assuming you're in Jesus Christ, you're risen with Christ, if there's things you're supposed to be looking for, then those things are probably outlined somewhere in the Bible, what you're supposed to be looking for. I mean, we have in the last, I guess in the last few months, you have watched the kingdoms of this world placed under a spirit of fear. You've watched this nation, at least if you just watch the news, you know, you would just see the nation getting torn apart by people who may or may not survive the anarchy they create. And you've watched conservative Supreme Court justices make decisions that just, why would we even... It's almost to the point you watch these politicians and it's like, why do we continue to put these folks in office? Because they're just bringing us right along down the road here. I mean, you watch cities set on fire. You've watched, you've probably seen people die on video. I mean, just if you watch social media. There is no doubt the state of the world, the state of the nation is troublesome at least. And we've all been made to drink from that cup in one way or another. But if you're risen with Christ, then all of those things are underneath the throne of God, and we're not really supposed to be given our hearts to these things. We're supposed to be looking up and finding things that are up there where Christ is. And so that's what he says there. If you're risen with Christ because your faith is in Jesus Christ, your home is not on fire. Your city that you're looking for is not unstable. The home that you have in Jesus Christ is a place called rest. It is above the wickedness that runs the world. And so that's why I say I don't think there's a more appropriate verse for when you look out, if you just watch what the world presents to you right now, you would probably be in a state of depression if you just keep watching it. But if you're saved, that's not where your mind's supposed to be. So let's pray, and I'm gonna show you not only what are you supposed to be looking for, but if you're gonna conduct a search, how do you look for these things? A lot of these things are in intangible. They're not something you can grab onto. It's not like I can find a shirt that I lost and grab it and pick it up. A lot of these things are something you can't necessarily put your hands on. So how do you conduct a search for something that's intangible? So if that makes any sense, hopefully it does. But let's pray. And we're going to talk about laying hold on eternal life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these words. I pray that you'd help us tonight. Thank you for everybody that's here this evening. I pray that we could get what we need to out of these scriptures and make the applications that need to be made. I pray that these verses, what we're supposed to have our minds on and our hearts on, would comfort any saved soul and be a blessing to any saved soul. And just when we get our minds off of these things, it's a real burden to carry around what's going on in the kingdoms of this world. But Lord, your kingdom's not troubled. Your throne's not troubled. And I pray that you'd help us get our minds in the right place, get our hearts in the right place. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so the verse says this. If ye then be risen with Christ, there's a condition, so I'm just going to preach this like I'm preaching to save folks. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. All right, so if I told you to just look for that thing, you would probably say, okay, what am I looking for? You'd probably ask that question. So when he says, seek those things, my question is, when I read something like that, is what are those things? What am I supposed to be looking for? And, of course, the Bible is going to lay out a few things that are in Christ, that are seated with Christ, that are in Jesus Christ, that you and I, if you're risen with Christ, this is what you're supposed to be looking for. Here's a few of them. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll give you four of them right off the bat, and then we'll look at the details of these. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Here's some things that are located in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. So when he says, seek those things, here's some of those things right here. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So there's four things: wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So let's grab a few details about these things. What about wisdom? If I'm supposed to be looking seeking those things that are above, and wisdom is above my head, it's something that I'm not going to find on the TV, I'm not going to find it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, I'm not going to find it there. I'm going to have to look up in order to find this wisdom. All right, let me show you a couple of verses about wisdom real quick. James, look in James chapter 1. This is a verse that really stuck out to me years and years ago. And just, I don't know, it just made sense and seemed like it was the thing to do because of the way it was said here. James chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I remember reading that verse years ago, and I was a little bit I was confused. I was trying to figure out Bible. I was trying to figure out, you know, just life. You know, what's your relationship to God? All those kinds of things. I remember reading this verse, and I thought, you know, if God just gives wisdom freely, then why not ask for it? I mean, if it's something that he just gives away and he wants to give away, then maybe that's something to ask for. So, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, here's the condition of it. But, verse 6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you ask God for wisdom, but you're really not seeking it from God, then he's not going to give it to you, because you're not trusting him to give it to you. And we'll look at a little bit more of that later on. You're in James. Let me show you one more thing about wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 17. Remember, seek those things that are above. That's what you're looking for. Number one is wisdom. Number one is wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You could take every one of those descriptions and apply them, or I should say, turn them on their head and take the opposite of that and find the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world is not pure, it's impure. The wisdom of the world is not peaceable. In fact, again, I mean, if you were to watch the wisdom of the world on a regular basis, the 24-hour Associated Press, the whole point is to stir up controversy and strife. There's a whole point of it. It's not peaceable. It's not gentle. It's not easy to be entreated. It's not full of mercy and good fruits. And it's very biased. See, without partiality, that's the opposite of that, is just biased. And so the wisdom that comes from God, first thing, number one, that you look up and you see and you're looking for, not in this world, but if you be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Number one, wisdom. Wisdom is above. Over there in Proverbs, you don't have to go there. I don't want you to turn to so many verses tonight, but you read about in Proverbs chapter 2 about wisdom, and wisdom being better than gold and fine treasure and all that kind of stuff. It just has more value than all those things. It's more valuable than any treasure you could find. It takes work to get to. I mean, you're going to have to seek it out. But it's valuable when you find it. So seek wisdom that is above. Seek wisdom that's above. Another thing that was said in Corinthians, he said, is righteousness. Righteousness. Seek out righteousness. Look in Psalm chapter 71. Psalm 71, seek out righteousness. Psalm 71 and verse 19. Just keep in mind that whole thought of seeking above, looking up to find these things. Number one, wisdom. Number two, righteousness. He says in Psalm 71, verse 19, "Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee?" Righteousness. And one day, Jesus Christ came to this earth, came man, and he is the righteousness of God. As far as you and I are concerned, he is the righteousness of God. And he needs to be your righteousness, because you and I don't have any righteousness on our own. We may be able to do some right things once in a while, but we don't have righteousness. Righteousness has to be given to us. So seek righteousness that's above. Seek sanctification. Sanctification, that's like a cleaning up. It's a setting apart. You clean something up so you can set it apart, so you can use it. I always like the illustration of the dishes. You probably heard them, but you take the dirty dishes, you clean up the dirty dishes, and the purpose of cleaning up the dirty dishes is so you can set them apart so you can use them again someday. So it's just sanctification. It's being set apart. So seek sanctification that's above. So seek wisdom, seek righteousness, seek sanctification, seek redemption. That verse over in 1 Corinthians talked about Jesus Christ being redemption. And he is our redemption. I'll give you this verse. You don't have to turn there. But you're probably familiar with it. You've probably heard it before. But it talks about look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's look. You're looking for that redemption. I mean, the change, the salvation of the body. You look up for that. You can't look out here. It's not going to be anywhere out here. So there's a few things. There's four things. I'll give you a couple more. But there's four right off the bat. And like our verse says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So here's some things that are above. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. How about this? How about rewards? Rewards that are above. Look in Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. If you have a 401k and you had it at the beginning of the year, you know rewards are very are very fickle in this life and subject to change. And when a spirit of fear flows over the nations and panic sets in and stock markets fall and stocks fall and your 401k takes a dive, you find out that investments in this world are very fickle and subject to change. But you look up and you set your affections on things above, which he says in the next verse in Colossians, you find some rewards. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, there's rewards above. Matthew 5:12 says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward, where? In heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So you got wisdom that's above, you got righteousness above, you got sanctification that's above, you got redemption that's above, you got rewards that are above. You're in Matthew, look at Matthew chapter 6. Another verse on rewards here. Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust and Antifa people come and steal. I mean, really, if you owned a business downtown Seattle, you'd have in trouble. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust and doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So you look up for rewards. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, rewards. Seek rewards that are up there. Set your affections up there. Here's one more. Justice. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. This principle has made many people crazy if they don't apply it to their lives. But if you do not trust Jesus Christ to be the avenger and the just and the one that will make all things right, and you are dead set on making all things right in this life, you're going to find out a couple of things that most of you already know. Number one, life ain't fair. It just isn't fair. And you'll find out that things in this life don't get made right. They just don't get made right sometimes. Look over in Romans chapter 12. Here's something that's above. Not on this earth. There may be some things that can be reconciled and can be put in their place. Not everything. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 says, recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. That's like, let it go. Just let it. Don't hang on to it. Rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So you seek justice from above. Justice. I mean, you can try to make things right here. That's what he said earlier in the verse. live peaceably with all men as much as possible. And you know, the law is made for the purpose of making things right or putting criminals in prison, as he'll say in chapter 13. But a lot of things don't get made right. So you got to seek justice from above and trust Jesus Christ will make things right. So the verse said this, just to review real quick. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So those are some of those things. Those things we talked about. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, rewards, justice. Those are some things that are above that you're not going to find in the world here. Now, several of those things are, I guess you would say, intangible. They're just not, they don't have physical makeup. They're spiritual things. So how am I supposed to, how am I supposed to conduct a search of these things? If I'm supposed to seek these things, how do I conduct a search of spiritual things? I mean, if you want to dig out gold or diamonds, you can have heavy equipment, conveyor belts and things like that. And you have these tools that do this work, and you successfully seek out these precious metals, and you have tools for all that. So some searches require heavy equipment, but this kind of search, how am I supposed to get up to heaven to find these things? How am I supposed to reach up there and grab them? What do I do? How do I conduct the search? Well, that's the application part of all this, all right? And I'll give you three or four of these things to show you how to conduct the search. Number one, how do I conduct a search? If I'm going to seek out those things that I can't see, how do I do that? Number one, by prayer. Look in Psalms chapter 5. Psalms chapter 5, verse 1. Psalm chapter 5, verse 1 says this, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry." Psalms 5, 1. "Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look where? Up. I look up. Remember what Paul said? Seek those things that be above. David said, in the morning, the first thing I'm going to do in the morning, I'm not going to, and I know I'm guilty of this, but David said, I'm not going to grab my phone and see what the news is. I'm not going to grab my phone. I'm not going to turn on the TV and see what's happening. The first thing I'm going to do to start my day is seek those things which are above. And the way I'm going to seek those things that are above is I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask the Lord to help me. I'm going to lay it out before Him. How do I conduct this day? What am I supposed to do? Lord, lead me in the way You want to lead me. And I think that the people, I think we get a lot of times exactly what we're looking for. What I mean by that is, if you're having a miserable day, people have miserable days, and it may not be your fault, but sometimes it is. Sometimes you started your day with miserable news, and that started your day, and that gave you a bad spirit, and that gave you bad thoughts and a bad heart, and just the information you chose to take in that morning made the day, it prepared for just a bad day. Instead of looking up, seeking those things that are above through prayer, and maybe getting started with the Lord instead of getting started with Fox News or whatever it is. So prayer is the first thing. How do I conduct this search? Number one, you conduct it by prayer. You conduct it by prayer. Number two, you conduct it by quit searching for other things. All right, if I'm going to devote my resources to seeking those things that are above, I'm gonna have to stop looking for other things. I'm going to have to stop spending time and energy looking for other things, and I'm going to have to gather up my time and my energy and devote it to looking up and finding something above. So let me give you a couple of verses on this. Look over in Amos chapter 5. Amos chapter 5. James kind of said it earlier. We kind of touched on it. We talked about a double-minded man, or a man who asked for wisdom but then kind of, you know, just kind of threw it out there that he wanted some wisdom, but wasn't really looking for any wisdom from God. He just kind of hoping to win the lottery or something. Amos chapter 5, verse 4. Remember the words, seek those things which be above? Now watch how Amos puts it. Amos 5, 4. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. You know, Amos just said, if you're going to seek the Lord, you're going to have to stop going to Bethel. If you're going to seek the Lord, you're going to have to stop going to Gilgal. Because you can't go to Bethel and seek the Lord at the same time. You can't go to Gilgal and seek the Lord at the same time. You're going to have to put away some other searches and start searching for the Lord, start looking to the Lord. And if I'm going to find the right things, like Paul says, seek those things which be above. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which be above. I'm going to have to call off the search for some wrong things. I'm going to have to stop looking for the wrong things. Stop looking in the wrong places. So what Amos says, he makes the point perfectly. If you're going to look to the Lord, that means you're going to have to stop looking over here. I don't know if it's American or if it's just people. I don't know. Maybe it's just people's mindset. We all think we can have it both ways. We think we can please God kind of the way we want to please God, and then also kind of do our own thing the way we kind of want to do our own thing. And that God will just kind of be okay with what we're doing with our lives. And Amos, he says, look, if you guys want to serve God, if y'all want to find life from the Lord, you're going to have to stop going to Bethel. You're going to have to stop going to Gilgal. Look in verse 6. Here's number 3. So prayer is the first tool to look up. The second tool is stop looking for other things. Cut off the search for other things. I tell you what, before we get to Amos again, let me show you one more. Look in John chapter 5, verse 44. This is what the Pharisees sought out. This is what they were looking for. John chapter 5, verse 44. I'll read it to you. It says, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek, there's that word again, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Verse 44 says, if you're seeking honor, Jesus Christ tells those Pharisees, says, look, if you're seeking honor among yourselves, if you're seeking the positions and the titles, if you're seeking to please one another, you're not going to be able to please God. Because you can't have it both ways. You can't conduct both of these searches. If you're seeking out approval from the side of men here, from these religious men, then you're not seeking approval from God, and you can't seek approval from God because you're seeking approval from the men. But if you want to seek approval from God, you're going to have to stop seeking approval from these men. That's what he tells these Pharisees. He says, look, you guys, how are you going to find approval? How are you going to seek the approval of God when you're not looking for, you're looking for approval from men? How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? That's the same idea. You're going to have to quit looking to other sources. And if you want to seek out the things that are in Christ, you're going to have to stop looking in other places. Seek Jesus Christ. He says it like this. I'll just loosely quote it to you. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. So it's a diligent search. It's not just a flippant, hey, just kind of throw it out there, hope something happens, kind of cross my fingers thing. It's a diligent search. You remember when the wise men came to find Jesus, and he was his little baby or child or whatever. Those men made a diligent search of Jesus Christ. They left their country. You'd have to pack up weeks or months worth of stuff, supplies, and they have a whole entourage of people, and that is a diligent search. That is a far cry from what we might call a search. I was looking for God, and you had a bad day or something. You weren't looking for God. Those men were looking for God. They were looking. So you got to quit looking at other sources. Make a diligent search. Seek those things that be above by stopping your search in other places. Back over in Amos, I give you one more here. He says it this way, work righteousness. You want to find out what God's going to do? Work righteousness. Amos 5, 6. Work with the light you have. Amos says it this way, Amos 5, 6. He says, seek the Lord and ye shall live. Second time he said that. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn, here's what they do. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. So Amos says, you need to seek the Lord and live. The problem is, you take the judgment that you have and you turn it into wormwood. You turn it into poison and bitterness. And you leave off righteousness in the earth. So what would be the opposite? How would you seek the Lord? Well, you would work with the judgment you're given, work with the light you're given, and you would work righteousness in the earth. Not that you're going to work for your salvation or anything. I think you understand that. But if you're going to work with the light that you're given, that's a diligent search for things above. You're looking for something above your head. I'm going to give you a verse here that's kind of complicated, and we'll end it up on this one. This is a verse that if you read it without context or anything, it can look like it's saying one thing, but it's not. Look in Romans chapter 2. But it goes right along with what we're saying, working righteousness and how God rewards somebody who's working righteousness, or at least working with the light that they're given. They're working with the light that they're given. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. Remember, this is all falls under the category of how do I conduct this search? Number one, prayer. Number one, I'm going to have to call off the other searches I've got going on. I can't look for man's approval. I can't look for in these other places. I need to look up. And number three, I need to work righteousness. That's seeking a reward from God. Watch this. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. Verse 6 for the context. It says, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath and all that kind of stuff. Verse 7 could sound like somebody's working for their salvation if you just took it kind of out of the air. All it's saying is exactly what we're talking about here. God rewards a diligent search for righteousness. And when someone works with the light that they're given, God rewards that. Just like Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, here's a man who fears God. He's not saved. He fears God. He's got devotions. He's just living out, seeking out righteousness from God in the way he knows how. And the Lord says to Peter, Peter, go over and preach that man the gospel. And Cornelius isn't saved, but he's just working with the light that he has. That's the verse here. The Lord will look down and find someone who is trying to use the light that they have to search. I imagine if you think about your own testimony, your own salvation experience when you trusted Jesus Christ, it probably wasn't a just like that thing. I imagine you might have wrestled with it for a while. You probably thought about it for a while. You probably heard somebody preach several times, and you'd go home and you'd think about it, but you're seeking, you're trying to work with the light that you have, and you're trying to find that righteousness. You're hungering after righteousness, and it wasn't like you heard the gospel and just like, oh, okay, that makes sense, I'll just do that. It was you heard the gospel and you started wrestling with it, and you started to think, you know what, I'm the sinner. I'm the one that they're talking. I'm not the good guy. I'm not the hero in all the Bible stories. I'm the bad guy. And you went home and you probably thought about it quite a bit. And I mean, I think about when I got saved. That was what I was afraid of going to hell. And I had heard some preaching. And I mean, I didn't know what to do. I just mulling over it day after day. And just like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? But I'm trying to work with the light that I've got, and sure enough, the Lord said, that guy needs some more light. That's the verse. Somebody who's seeking out with the light that they're given, someone who's seeking out these things, they seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. So how do you conduct a search for all of these intangible sort of things, these spiritual things? You can't get a heavy equipment to do it. These are spiritual matters. They're things that are hid in Jesus Christ. You do it by prayer. You look up. Number two, you quit looking to other sources. And number three, you just work righteousness. If you trust God to reward you, if you trust God to reward you, then you're not going to do good based on the pay you're going to get in this life. You're not going to do good based on the accolades you get in this life, because you may not get any. What you're looking for is God to reward whatever it is you're doing. That's working righteousness. And I'm not saying you work righteousness so you can show God how righteous you are. But God rewards those who seek out, who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. So all of these things, when Paul says it this way, I can't think of a more appropriate verse for where we are. But when he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, and we name those things, or a few of them, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Remember, the Lord is above all the gods of this world. I think when I look at what's going on and I think about these verses that talk about the Lord, he shakes the nation sometimes. It's like he shakes the house to watch the gods fall, and then he sees what the people are going to do after the gods fall. After your god of education falls, now what are you going to do? After the god of your bank account falls, now what are you going to do? And it's like he just takes a nation and he just shakes it. And he looks at the nation and he says, now what are you going to do now that your gods have fallen? You look up, because where Christ sitteth, nothing's fallen down. He's an anchor to the soul. He's stable. He's not heaving to and fro like this world is. And just, I mean, I know you do too. You want to be firmly planted on the rock. And that's what Paul says. Look up. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. The next verse is one familiar to you, which we'll get to next week, where he says, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. You're going to get so miserable if your affections are on this earth. It's going to be a mess. But that's the seeking. That's the seeking part of it. That's laying hold on eternal life. Laying hold on eternal life. Let's pray. We'll take some prayer requests. Father, I pray it's been helpful. We covered a lot of ground, but I pray it's been helpful. I pray we could make the applications we need to make, how to conduct a spiritual search, how to conduct a search by faith, not be double-minded. Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct us. I pray you'd get everybody home safely tonight. For those that are sick or in the hospital, Lord, I pray that you'd heal up their bodies. For Paula, for Londi, Lord, I pray that you'd take care of them. Father, I thank you for your words. I thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. And I pray again, Lord, that your sheep would be fed tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.